Evening, Patriots. Here's an interesting verse. I shouldn't say verse. It's not a verse. It's an interesting quote from Lord of the Rings by the character Gandalf. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. I think that's a principal question that we're all faced with right at this moment. And it's a principal question that is going to drive a lot of the future that we're going to have. If we listen to the media, the time that we have is supposed to be spent worrying about the future and survival of who we are without a vaccination, or becoming angry and consumed with all of the corruption that's happening in the world. And when we look at all of that that's going on, it's truly as if we're looking at two or even more than two realities. It's stunning to me. We're in a place right now where when you read headlines, headlines are completely built on political lines, and they're built on the fomenting of difference, division, and hatred between one another, us and us. And at this point in time, there's essentially an evil class and a good class, and depending on what side of the news you're reading on, if you read on the leftist news, we're the evil class. If you read on the right news, we're the good class. And yet there's not a single discussion in there about the lives that are being lost to this injection. More confounding with all of this is President Trump's continual doubling down on his support and insistence that he's saving the world through Operation Warp Speed and his injection. I will tell you, I will be the first to say that if this whole thing ends up being something completely different, fine, I'm good with it. I'll acknowledge it. I'll celebrate it, in fact. I think what's really getting irritating is that it is the perception that I guess we're just stupid. Is about all I can say at this point in time. Because this nonsense is continuing as if we have no ability to reason, no ability to see through it, and that we're just going to blindly follow what these words are. This is a statement from President Trump. Dr. Fauci also didn't put an emphasis on speed of vaccine production because he thought it would take 3, 4, or maybe even 5 years to create. I got it done in less than 9 months with Operation Warp Speed. In retrospect, the vaccine is saving the world. Then I placed the greatest bet in history. We ordered billions of dollars worth of vaccines before we knew it even worked. Had that not been done, our wonderful vaccines would not have been administered until October of this year. No one would have had the shot that has now saved the world and millions of lives. President Donald J. Trump. I mean, I sit back and ask myself, what is going on here? The VAERS data is over 5,000 dead and over 380,000 vax injured. And that's 1% of the reporting data. So if we're kind with that at 10%, that's over 50,000 dead and over 3 million vax injured. If we use the idea of what they say, that it is only 1%, then we're talking over 500,000 people dead and over 30 million vax injured. And I'm just stunned. We know that people are getting injured by this every day. What we don't know is we don't know the details of the VAERS data entry other than they're being reported. But none of this makes any sense. And so if we're sitting here in this place and we're putting our weight on the return of an individual to save the country, I think we've still missed the boat. And I literally feel like we're looking at different realities right now. And if I, and I'm not kidding when I say this, it's like we're sitting in one reality, which that reality is centered on God. And we're looking with fairly clear eyes to see what's going on. And it's like we've stepped out of the matrix in doing so. And then you have this other reality, which is those that are living with a shot. And they're excited and they're booking trips and they're getting ready to live their life like it used to be. And everything's going along just great. And then you have this other reality of people that are obsessed with the election fraud and taking credit for this great accomplishments that they did. And it's like, we're sitting over here in this group just going, okay, wait a minute. You all over here just took an injection that's going to destroy your life and or turn you into some sort of genetic mutation transhuman. And you're celebrating being back to normal. And you all over there, including President Trump, you're celebrating this insanity. You're arguing about the election fraud and you're trying to take credit for this Operation Warp Speed that has killed a bunch of people. I just read this on the board. It's fantastic. One of these realities is not like the other. Yeah, no kidding. Man, and we're sitting back here going, okay, we're trying to find this path. I've said all along, I'm not making judgment, okay? I'm reading words that he said. This is getting to be just like Crazyville. I mean, I feel like just starting a Mr. Rogers show. I'm going to put on a red sweater and go, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Oh, look, it's the queen of vaccination. How are you today? And oh, look, it's the king of stupidity. How are you today? Oh, look, and it's the hand puppet. Joe Biden, how are you today? I mean, literally, I mean, like walking through this place, and this is how our world is. And I think the part that gets to me most of all, it's like you kind of want to raise your hand in the back of the room and you go, excuse me, but all of you up here that are playing this game, do you really think that we as Americans are this stupid? Like, seriously. And I am asking myself a constant question of what am I missing here? What are we missing? Because in the data that we're looking at it, in the facts that we're looking at and what Dr. Tenpenny's team is looking at and what Carrie Madej is looking at and what Lee Merritt, by the way, we've got a whole week of interviews coming up this week, packed in the next couple of weeks. It's just going to be voice after voice after voice. And all of this is being, it's just confirming. We're not seeking confirmation bias. We're just talking to people and they're all confirming this stuff with their own research. So I don't know if like something happened and our world split and we're still connected, but we think we're still connected, but we're not connected. And we're living in an alternate reality over here. What I know is whatever is happening, I'm just going to keep doing it because this clown show that we're watching is insane. It reminds me of Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. For everything there is a season. And a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. That sounds like COVID. They must have seen that one coming. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So I'm going to argue that we need to take the road of reason and the higher road as if we've been granted that right. And I don't know if God has granted us that right, but I'm okay with this, and I'm going to proclaim it tonight. And I'm literally stepping out of the insanity. I'm making a vow to step out of the insanity. I hope you enjoy me. Hope you enjoy me in this. And that is this. I am... This participative part where they want us sucking in, and I say this very boldly, I don't want anything to do right now with the Republican Party. I don't want anything to do with the Democrat Party. I don't want anything to do with leftist politics, rightist politics. I don't want anything to do with the stupidity of news. I want one thing. First and foremost, and that is a relationship of truth through God, to hold everybody else accountable to truth, and then to start anew with rebuilding this nation as a nation built on the values of God and Christian ethics, period. And that would be Christ, by the way, in the heart of all. And I'm just literally like done with this. Because there is no reconciling the stupidity that we see. And here's the problem I have. So I'm going to run some gamuts here a little bit for people to think about this. Because the one thing that the Q program has done pretty regularly is tried to invent and create ways of seeing things. So one would be, for example, okay, well, maybe what President Trump is alluding to is that there is a cure going on, and it's the removal of the cabal. Okay, let's run that gamut. And maybe that's exactly what it is. Maybe all of these VAERS deaths are really hiding the removal of people, the bad people. Now I want to just take a step back, and I want you to think through what I just said. And I want us to walk through this idea, a couple of things. In order for that to happen, that would mean that there was a government put in place that had the authority to sentence and kill people without due process. That would mean that the government in place, if we're walking this gamut, would have the right to sweep up any American that they deemed guilty and conduct an executionary justice. You might even have assassination teams working around the country, removing things. Now, from one perspective, we can say, well, that's great, we're getting rid of the cabal. But where does this stop when you run this gamut? Where does it stop? And how do you get the country back when you do a program like that? So what we need is transparency and truth. That is fundamentally what we need. We don't need political rhetoric. We don't need to hear the constant dog and pony show that goes on in whatever Washington, D.C. is supposed to be right now, because most of it's not there. So they're putting on some sort of orchestrated show, probably from a studio somewhere. We have absolutely nothing that we know is reality. So how do you build back integrity in government? Let me add to this a little bit. We pretty much verify through facial comparisons that there was a Joe Biden and there is a new Joe Biden. That there was a he Kamala Harris and now there seems to be a she Kamala Harris. That there was an old Hillary Clinton and now there is kind of a new one that keeps reinventing its face. That there was an old Pence and now there's a new Pence. Now what happens when America discovers how absolutely possible it is for just this alone? I'm not even going to get in, I will in a minute, but I'm not going to start at the darker side of this. What happens in the integrity of government when you discover that body doubles aren't just a thing, but they're used regularly in the place of the real one to give America the idea that the real person is actually there. That's not a myth. That's a reality. For those that might listen and go, oh, here we go. Let me just put this in perspective. El Chapo had 18 body doubles. It's one of the reasons it took so long to get him. Most leaders have at least 3 to 4. So how do we reestablish the integrity in governance when we know that the senior leaders, including those working with President Trump, create body doubles, whether it's through a trained person or a person that is, I mean, whether it's a person who's trained and then and is then put in a costume, which is very easy to do with the technologies today. And then you control the camera angles. Or you've created illusions like we've seen with Joe Biden where they've green screened him or something in there because his head magically disappears as he walks through an audience or his hand moves through an invisible plane. I mean, that stuff just doesn't happen. If you understand audio video editing, that's all green screen and all sorts of other like additive artifacts that are conflicting, okay? So how do we reestablish now the integrity of governance in our nation when we have completely augured every bit of trust and truth into the ground? And then we add statements like this from President Trump. It's like the great vaccines that are saving the world and millions of lives. Okay, and then you're going to get the plenty. They're going to be like, okay, that's not really what he said. He's implying this by saying this word and this word and this word. Okay, fine. I would welcome somebody to send me that decode, and I'll even read it. And I'll probably mock it too, so be prepared. And the reason I would mock it is that it doesn't speak to the majority of Americans. What is being said in a statement like this is speaking to the common man and woman. So the question really is, what is it that is going to be done to reset the world? And in this whole concept, in the way I'm seeing it, I'm seeing a gain out of it for people if you're paying attention. But we don't even get into, just going back to what I was saying, we have masks, we have cloning. People don't believe in cloning. It exists. It's like people don't believe the Super Soldier Project with nanotech and genetic engineering is real. It's real. I mean, I hate to tell you, but I don't want to burst your bubble, but science fiction is more true than real, and then more true than false. And when somebody lets go of the conspiracy tag and starts to realize that what you've been told through science fiction and what you've been told through fiction in general is probably more real, especially the horror movies, it's probably more real than you realize, life takes on a whole different dimension. And so we've been fed this idea that fiction is false, which is true, and documentary is true, which many times most documentaries are done as a script, so they're not really true at all. So how do we regain integrity? And so follow this. I think about all the institutions now that we know that we can't trust. And this is why I say this, because you know this is going to come back. You're going to hear this. Like, if we're talking about the greatness of Operation Warp Speed and the greatness of an injection by Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer, how it's saving the world, I mean, cut me some slack here. Mr. President, I'm not a damn fool. And most of us have never believed the trust in the big pharma. And so we have to start asking the questions of what is going on and what are we missing? So I could fill in the blanks one way. If President Trump is as genius as he says, I'm not taking anything away from him. Just hear me out. How would he be easily fooled by missed data on something this significant? And so we come down to some common questions if you're playing politics and the politics you're playing are costing lives, who's accountable? If you have the influence to have people take a shot, who's accountable? And if that shot is really killing people, where does accountability begin and where does it end? When we talk about the Wuhan lab funding and we talk about $39 million that the Pentagon gave to a nonprofit, let me rephrase that because that was the term used. They didn't give any money to a nonprofit because the Pentagon doesn't donate money. It contracts work. So in order for the nonprofit to receive the $39 million, there was a contracted agreement with them and the Pentagon. In that process, there is probably 13, 15, maybe 20 people involved directly in that contracting pipeline. There's going to have to be some sort of a bid issued or a request for work issued. There's going to have to be some sort of work definition and work summary provided. They're going to have to compete it to some degree. There's going to be other companies involved. At the end of the day, there's going to be a 3-star likely sign off on that. And that money ended up in the Wuhan labs. And most likely dealt with gain of function type research. All right, so now it comes out that the Pentagon was involved in this. All right. It wasn't just the, it's not like the Pentagon's some magic entity. There's a string of people involved in that that have names, ranks, addresses, families. And they've got their fingerprints on every bit of that. So who are they? Because that's part of that of truth. We're going to have to get to them. That doesn't say the words our great military on it. It says our deeply corrupt military political establishment is what that says. If what I've heard is correct, which is something we've surmised, I cannot verify this other than to say it came from a good source, that there are the senior leaders in our country took a placebo in place of the actual injection. Okay, let's say that's true. And you've let Americans die? If that's the truth, that sounds like a crime against humanity to me. And yet so many other things don't make sense. Here's one for you. I keep coming back to this one because this one just boggles my mind. New York City was completely locked down at one point during this. Nobody starved to death. People were hardly allowed to leave their apartments. The streets were empty. These are key indicators, okay? So where did they get their food? Where were the delivery drivers to the homes? Why wasn't there an increase in hiring and delivery people? See, we're left with a lot of weirdness in all of this. A ton of weirdness, in fact. And it just continues. Like this statement, had it not been done, our wonderful vaccines would not have been administered until October of this year. No one would have had the shot that has now saved the world and millions of lives. Okay, just the insanity of that statement alone. The American vaccines are not worldwide. I don't know if you know this or not. They have contracted with Israel and have now poisoned most of that population with this injection. India's jumping off of it. It's now using HCQ or ivermectin. China's not using the damn thing. So again, it's like, what world am I living in? And again, we will hear many say, well, that's not what he's actually meaning. Then who's he speaking to is the question, and why? Are we left to have to once again try to decode something without any reference point and come up with these crazy stories that we have no validation for and end up with more stuff being posted on real raw news that can't be validated but sounds good and makes a great Tom Clancy novel? We are seriously sitting in that much craziness right now. The only truth that comes down to it on a daily basis is our relationship with God and Christ. Let me read Ecclesiastes 3:14. I perceived that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. And this is where I end up finding a tremendous amount of solace in all of this. God has known each one of us before we were ever born on this earth. He knew what we were able to do, what we would do, and what our life would be like. That's an amazing statement. And it's a humbling statement. God has never said, worship a leader. He has said, obey leaders that are anointed by God. But who came up with that idea that Trump was anointed? That's the one I want to do. And I want to jump on a couple things here. We have this idea of the Trump prophecies, which people keep coming back to. Well, look what was said in 2016 or 2012. Okay. I want to point out something that's interesting to me. Q, as a platform, has had some interesting correlations of future events that it was able to be interpreted, or that were able to be interpreted from the past. I don't know how they pulled this off. Okay, I'm not suggesting anything other than I don't know how they pulled this off. But there's an amazing number of accuracies that pop up on the Q platform. So if they can do that on Q, does that mean because the Trump prophecies by Kim Clement were done in 2012, that Q is now another prophetic voice? Because I'm not buying it. And what I'm really wondering here is what, again, I'm asking these bigger questions of what are we witnessing and how did it come about that President Trump was seen as anointed? I have no doubt that just like is said in Ecclesiastes 3, nothing can be added and nothing taken away. That which has already been done, that which is to be already has been. I agree with that. So God, in to put that in simple perspective, God has placed everybody, and I'm using this term very loosely, so don't jump on it. In a sense, if we want to say everybody is anointed by God to be in this time and place for this reason, it's pretty much that simple. So I guess, you know, in that sense, we're all equal. So we have to keep in perspective people and not worship. And this is where I want to close. Because it's in a deep place right now that we are should all be in watching and reflecting and paying attention. And when we started, we got to a point with President Trump, there was a worship that evolved with him. And I've said this in programs in recent weeks, in fact, that the greatest gift given was when President Trump graciously stepped off the stage and the ability to worship went with it. Because combined with Q and President Trump, there was one very positive well, I wouldn't call it positive, very powerful effect, and that is it paralyzed action. Nobody wanted to do anything because they're like, well, we're waiting for Q. Well, I don't know, President Trump, you know, we got to wait for President Trump to say something. And that's not how our Constitution was drafted. Our Constitution was built on we the people. And we are left with only one place to turn if we're honest with ourselves. And that's to turn to Christ and through Christ to the Father. That is, if we're going to be honest with ourselves in this time, that is the only place you are going to find truth and guidance, which is the biggest gift of this whole thing. And I truly believe that if we hold that line, and I don't mean like a little bit, but increasingly hold that line, what was intended, what is, what will, what shall be, is the role that we were intended to walk, which is as a remnant to hold the light as God works through us to do whatever needs to be done on this earth. I'm not sure when I read President Trump's statement about injections that it is intended for me or for you. I don't know who it's intended for, but it's a reality I can't connect with any more than I can connect with a reality that burning down buildings is a peaceful protest way to solve problems, any more than I can relate to congressmen wearing masks and going on with this kabuki theater that somehow there is a lurking virus that's going to get, that's going to be stopped by a face diaper that was never designed to filter anything other than air. So let me leave you with some thoughts to think about, and then we're going to do a prayer. And it's this. When I look at the things out here and I ask myself over and over, what am I missing? And I do ask myself that a lot. And I go to prayer and I put my focus on Christ and God, and I'm asking, like, what am I missing? I even prayed the other night. I said, just give me eyes to see what this is, because I'm missing it. There's only one reason that you would need to wear a mask. And it's not for a virus. It's to hide your identity. Because people are not very good at recognizing a face if they only have eyes. And there's only one reason. Well, there's only a couple of reasons you would not acknowledge the deaths of people with a vaccine. As not a single political figure has acknowledged deaths of these vaccines. I hope you realize that. Other than two state senators I have in my own state, which are amazing. And probably each of you have somebody in your state that has spoken up. But on a federal level, we haven't had one person speak out against the injections. So that leaves me with one of two conclusions. Either everybody's on board with this thing. And as I've mentioned before, that the real fight was who was going to control the new life software of the new transhuman program. He who has the vaccine controls the world. Or those deaths, and in that process, they're accepting the deaths are normal. And that's very believable considering the corruption and the malfeasance that has occurred within our government, that they all got on board with this globalist agenda. I have no problem going down that road whatsoever. Or, on the other side, there is this cleansing that's going on that most Americans couldn't stomach, and they're using the data of deaths in the vaccine issue to cover their tracks. Either way, that's not a good thing for America. I just thought I'd point that out. So I don't come to good conclusions, is my point. And what it comes down to ultimately is this. The only way this world is going to get reset is not us putting trust in them. It's us maintaining our trust in God and building up our strength between us that put Christ in our heart first. End. It's that simple. And that means we, above all, have to continue to strengthen that walk with Christ. We have to continue to build that bridge with others, even if they've taken the injection. I'm irritated by it, but our role is ultimately to build out God's kingdom. And those that have taken the injection that are now waking up need to reclaim their salvation through Christ. I hold that line. It isn't given. You have to work at it, and you're going to have to come back and crawl in that belly of glass to get here. And those that have held the line, not taking the injection, that don't have Christ in their heart, it's time to talk about it and open that discussion up and be bold about it. Not use the fear thumping that they are used to hearing, but instead just have the conversations of the beauty and the glory of what that means in our life. And there's a good chunk of people we can start with that have probably more sanity than 99.9% of the people in governance. And at that point in time, we have begun the rebuilding. And we're going to have to. We have to get back to healing and bridging through faith, through our prayers and frequencies, and step away from the hooks and traps that are so prevalent everywhere we are. And as just pointed out, let us not forget the children. Because even though we are all children of God, children, the new children of this world, the newborns, the young, are given to us to protect and raise within the love of the Lord. But our medical institutions are destroyed. There's nothing left. You want a doctor? There's five of them. One of them is Dr. Tenpenny, one of the greatest in the nation. Another one's Dr. Carrie Madej. Another one's Dr. Lee Merritt. I don't know if they're taking patients, but I'll tell you what, we are blessed to have them on this show and blessed to have them fighting for us. Dr. Larry Pilevsky is another one. These are true doctors, what you would expect, that focus on healing. And they use the science knowledge they have with the faith in God to bring healing to this nation. Those are great people. And there's probably a few more that I don't know, but I'm not worried about the others because these are the firebrands. These are the ones that have bridged their way. I don't know if you all know, but our in-house mod, Bear, is a self-proclaimed doctor. You can always turn to him for some, call him Dr. Love. And I think we've got another mod that's taken on the name of Doctor of Dirtbaggery. That's good. So we even have some in-house patriot doctors, self-proclaimed, that'll solve all your problems. I kid. But we just have so few in the ranks, and that doesn't mean anything other than to say that we need to start over with strength and the right footing. And if all we have is five docs and a whole bunch of great patriots, and we all have something in common, which is our love of God and Christ in our heart, then let her rip, baby, because we can rebuild this nation on a new footing. And of course, then we need some music. And we've got our in-house patriot, Brian, who will lead us in that evolution. We're doing pretty well. So I want to close with the idea of hope, because in all this insanity, and there's a lot of it, and it's been a kind of a long weekend for me going through this process of iterations of forgiveness and looking at where we are and just kind of being like run over with the absolute levels of stupid that I just can't even put together. And I can deal with a lot of stupid, as people probably know. But the levels of stupid that we are dealing with right now and the levels of deceit and the gameplay that's going on in the face of some very smart, very grounded, very faith-based patriots, it's getting well beyond stupid. It's getting to the point of insulting and disgusting. So, let's let it go. We'll have fun with it. It's good script material. I guarantee you, I won't let the good script material go, because God's given it for that. But let's not let it hang on to us. Make yourself a commitment that all of this you're going to shrug off. The burdens, the pains of dealing with people that have not listened, that are just, turn it over to God. Turn it way over to God. And trust that God's got a plan on this. Give a big old hug to God. Let Christ flow within your heart and just say, okay. All right, Patriots, so we're going to close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the reflections you've given us, especially this last few days of looking deep within our hearts about forgiveness and letting things go. We are grateful for all that you give, and we're grateful for the power of healing that comes. But we're equally understanding that we have to get there first by letting it go, turning it over to you to heal our hearts, to heal those burdens that we carry, and to start looking forward for better days in which we're going to rebuild this nation on the foundation of our love of Christ and our love for you. Let us not be affected by the rhetorics of politics, by the nonsense of news, by the deceit and hate of division that seems to be persistent in all that goes on. Let us continue to be grounded in this walk forward with Christ in our hearts, to not deviate, to not waver. And reclaim that strength as patriots of Christ, as patriots of America, to lead this world in the months and years ahead. We are in a time of confusion and deceit, and it's to a point, Lord, that nothing can be trusted, and perhaps that's our greatest gift you've given us, is that the only trust we have truly is in our relationship in Christ. And through that, we are given eyes to see, ears to hear. And let us not waver from that point. Let us continue to be the light for the many. And let us be that healer, those healers and those shepherds that are needed in such a time as this, to bring back the many who are wandering back to you. And as we do, let us humble ourselves before you as we pray for the healing of this nation and the forgivenesses for all sins that have been done. And with that, let us rise and stand like a strength and a wall I've never before seen, to hold boldly all that you are within us, and to never hesitate in pressing in on the values and things we believe in, to proclaim openly who we are, what we believe in, and do so with a fearless stance, with full trust in you, knowing that we are within your arms and that all will be taken care of. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Okay, Patriots, we have a very blessed night. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. always press in. We need a lot of prayers right now for the healing of this nation, and we all need to be praying to continue to release the burdens that have been placed upon us, to forgive those that have walked and done their trespasses upon us in their many different forms, to hand it over to God and let God deal with it. Let us trust in Him like never before. And let us walk above this problem, not with it. Let's get out of the swamp. Let's get out of the muckery. Let's enjoy the view and the ride and the craziness that goes on as a good comedy that it is. But let us know that God's got this and we're part of it. And in the process, each one of us is growing in ways never before imagined. God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. God will always be there to win. Let's be there with Him. So see you tomorrow morning for Peace Be Still at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. the freeway, let it ease my mind. We run away sometimes when belonging becomes something to find. Safe place to hide from the rain.